And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what?
I have two questions, and the first one has to do with money and abundance and guilt. And many, many years ago, I had what I would call a poverty consciousness, and it was really important to me to open my mind up and become abundant consciousness, and that happened. It took about 2 years of working on it and focusing on it, and it happened, and money started flowing, and it continues to flow. My problem, which I think is the biggest problem in my life, is that I got married 15 years ago to a man who has a lot of fear about money. And he's worried about money all the time, even whether there's a reason or whether there isn't, from my perspective. And over time, with his worry and his fear and his criticism, I allowed him to influence me to where I still feel like I have the abundance consciousness, and I spend money freely, and I go on splurges and all of that, but I feel guilty about it now. And every time I go on a splurge of clothes or something, I get like a sick feeling inside. And then I told him that I was going to stop hiding. I would hide things to bring him into the house so I wouldn't upset him. And I mean, literally. And I told him I wasn't going to hide things anymore. I was just going to do what I do. But he still criticized. And then I said to myself, well, I'd rather feel bad about hiding stuff than I would taking his stuff. And now, including day before yesterday, I went on a big splurge and I sneaked the stuff into the house. So my question is, first is, how do I get over the guilt? And then my other question about that is, I guess the world would say that I was a compulsive spender. I know I'm extravagant and I know I'm extremely generous. And what is the difference in being free to spend money or have an addiction of compulsive spending?
Anything else?
No.
It was really good, and we are happy to hear all of it. It's a tremendous...
Did I say too much?
It's a wonderful thing. You have laid the groundwork and asked the question to evoke the fullest, strongest answer about money that we have ever heard. And because you covered all of the bases, in other words, you talked about not having a consciousness of money and then bringing yourself into alignment. And then you talked about how you care about what somebody else thinks. We just talked with a friend earlier about how he just cannot worry about what people are clamoring around him, that you must hold yourself to your vibrational escrow. And so we want to start by saying to you that in all of that, when you didn't have enough money, you were putting things in vibrational escrow. When you are hiding things because you don't feel free to express your abundance freely, you're putting more in vibrational escrow. So what's happening with all of this is you are setting up a current that is just drawing abundance to you and through you. And yet you're asking us, shouldn't I do something about shutting that flow down in some way? And we say, we wouldn't do anything about shutting the flow down. We're going to talk about your guilt in a moment here, but we want to begin by saying we would not do anything to shut the flow down. Now, let's talk about it just from a practical standpoint of what someone like you does to the economy. You're very good for the economy. You see, well, do you get that?
I heard you say that once before, and I've been making myself feel better. Telling me that.
You see, if you have a shortage consciousness which says that there is limitation, not only a limitation on the money that I can achieve, but limitation on the money that's out there in the world. So if I'm spending more than my fair share, then I might be depriving someone else. And what we want you to understand is that there's no way, first of all, that you can deprive anybody else of anything. You can't get sick enough to help sick people be well, and you can't get poor enough to help poor people become prosperous. In other words, that's a mindset that is absurd. There is no vibrational validity to that at all. One day, some time ago, we were visiting with a man who was a carpenter, and he built beautiful closets in what he called multi-million dollar homes. And he charged $100,000 for these closets.
Oh my God.
And in a home that was several million dollars, it was a small price for them to pay. And they were paying it eagerly. And even though he was the builder of the closets and the beneficiary of the project, he resented people who spent that kind of money on closets.
Oh my gosh.
That's how far gone so many of you are.
Oh my God.
And we tried to help him to understand that when you think about your economy, it's hard for you to get your thoughts around the economy because you can barely even understand what's happening just in your own economic experience. But the economy of your world, your global economy, is not a static sum that is being divvied out. So when these people are rich, those are poor, and when those people are rich, those are poor. This is an economy that is expanding exponentially in response to asking. And so what's happening as millions of people are not having as much as they want, they're asking for more. So the vibrational escrow economy is expanding rapidly. We have never seen the vibrational escrow of any time-space reality moving as rapidly as this one. What's in your vibrational escrow collectively as well as individually, but just let's talk about the collective economy, is beyond verbal description. And so when someone gets lined up with it, your ability to receive seems disproportionate, but it's just that there's so much to be received and so few are actually opening themselves to it. And if more would open themselves to it, there would just be more for all to receive. The best analogy that we've ever given on this topic, we were visiting with a woman one day who was married to a man who had been married before. And he was earning rather well, but every time he earned more money, his ex-wife would petition the courts for more money. And so it seemed that every time he'd make a little more money, she'd get it or get some of it. And our friend was feeling resentful about how hard he was working and how they were not thriving in their new marriage in the way that she thought they should. The ex-wife was getting more than her fair share, was basically her belief. Mm-hmm. And she asked us what to do. And we said, well, we'll tell you what we wish for. We wish he had 10 ex-wives.
Oh my gosh.
And she was annoyed. And we said, well, think about it. If he's earning $200,000 a year, and let's say she gets half of it. So he earns $200,000, you get $100,000. The ex-wife gets $100,000. So if there were 10 of them drawing through him, think how much more he'd be earning. And think how much more your half would be. Well, when you understand vibration in the way that we do, when you understand that when you ask, it is given, when you ask, it is given, then how can there be shortage if when you ask, it is given? When you ask, it is given, therefore there cannot be shortage. When you ask, it is given. The question is, are you lining up with what you're asking for? And if you're not, then you're experiencing shortage. But it's not because it's not there, and it's not because somebody else is getting it. It's because you are depriving yourself of what you have asked for, you see. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to start with the first part of your question because it's the most important part to you, and that is, when you know this, when you are a vibrational match to what you want, the money will continue to flow to you and you will continue to thrive, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about it. But when you have someone up close to you who sees things differently than you do, we understand your feeling that you have to hide it. You must release your awareness of what they think about what you do. If you have an awareness of what they think about what you do and it makes you uncomfortable, then it is affecting your relationship with what's in your vibration.
Escrow. That's what I wonder about.
And your words were perfect when you said, I can feel I'm being influenced to not allow. And we say, you just have to find a way that you can be a vibrational match to what you want. However, you want different things. You want to get along with your mate. You certainly don't want to offend him. You want to be on the same vibrational wavelength with him. But the most important thing is you've got to be a match to you. And we have to say to you, for you to deny the abundance that you've called forth for yourself would be a betrayal of you of massive proportion. So then you say, okay, I got a choice. I can betray me or I can betray my mate. And we say, nobody should ever put you in that position, and nobody really ever can put you in that position. You've put yourself in that position. You're saying, I can't betray this desire to let abundance flow, but when I do, I betray my mate. And we want you to understand that you can have it all, because every time you hide something, you put in vibrational escrow your desire not to have to hide it. Now hear this.
because that's what I don't want.
You're really going to like this.
Yeah.
Every time you hide something which you don't want, you put in your vibrational escrow your clear desire not to have to hide it. And then next time you hide it, do you see what happened? You betrayed you. Because your desire is to be free. Your desire is to be open. And we got to tell you, we don't think that your mate is as oblivious to all of the things that you're doing that you think. In other words, we think this hiding of it has to do with your fear of upsetting someone. And what this whole conversation is about is what we've been talking about all day. I feel that I must please you and you and you and you and you. And we say, you can't please them. Give it up. Let's say you have a strong mate who has a very clear picture of how you should be. And you give your undivided attention and your every earthly effort toward pleasing that person. Do you know what an impossible task that is? Because first of all, they're fickle. Next, they can't hold you as their object of attention long enough to really call you in any consistent way. In other words, you've just got to give that up. You've just got to say, no one else can be the calling of that which I am. The source within me is such a powerful, powerful calling. And what anybody else thinks is so much less of a calling. It just really is. Now, here's the part you're going to like the best in all of this. So far, all we've done is validate what you already know, but we haven't given you anything about what to do about it. And this is where that starts.
It helps to hear it, though.
This is the most important thing to realize. Well, the most important thing to realize is that this is who you are in closing this gap. In other words, let's say here you are in closing this gap, and let's say your mate's over there and you're trying to close that gap, and somebody else is over there and you're trying to close that gap. The void that you're wanting to fill can't be filled with anything other than the energy of the source that is you, you see. So you just got to tune into that. So as you make a decision that you want to feel good, and that means you've got to find vibrational alignment with what's in your vibrational escrow. And that all of the days that you've been living, even with this person, that you have been putting things in vibrational escrow, and that coming into alignment with yourself on all of those things is really what you're reaching for. So then, you're moving through your experience, and you have this feeling that you've purchased something and you shouldn't have. So now you think you need to hide it. You're going to like this. It's not wrong for you to buy it, and it wouldn't be righter for you not to. Or it's not righter for you not to and wrong for you to buy it, or right for you to buy it and wrong for you not to. In other words, there's no right or wrong in that. But what is upsetting to you is you're taking an action that you're not lined up with. It's sort of like somebody saying, I shouldn't eat that cookie, but then they eat it. So it's as wrong to eat it and feel guilty about eating it as it is to not eat it and feel deprived about not eating it. In other words, you're not lined up. So the key that will bring you the peace that you're looking for is make a decision that you're going to do something and then line up with it. In other words, it's the buying something because that's the strongest compulsion. And it's not just strong because you're a shopaholic. It's not just strong because you have an addiction to spending money. It's strong because you live in an abundant universe. And your whole life you've been putting things in vibrational escrow. And you've got a strong river flowing. And the universe will keep up with all of that. You can't outspend what's in your vibrational escrow. You can't do it unless you feel guilty in the spending and then you pinch yourself off from what's there. Does that make sense? And what your fear is that your mate's different opinion about this and your interest in his opinion will mess up your vibration. And you're right, it will. If you care about somebody else's opinion more than you care about how you feel. So then you said something really important. You said, it's just easier to hide it than it is to listen to what he has to say about me buying it. Mm-hmm. Now think about that in the context of what we were just talking about. Hiding it might be your temporary way of lining up with it. In other words, you purchased it because you felt the call of it, and you're hiding it because somebody else doesn't think you should.
Right.
it's sort of your way of making peace, having your cake and eating it too, so to speak. Now, how does that settle? In other words, we really want to address this because...
I still don't feel good about hiding it, though. I feel good about buying it, but not... I don't feel good about hiding it.
But let's talk about this, because what you're saying is, he doesn't believe as I believe. So I'm faced with a dilemma. I have to stop doing what I believe and please him, or I have to keep doing what I believe and displease him. And you said, oh, no, I've got a third option. I'm going to continue to do what I believe, and I'll hide it from him. So that way, I get what I want without displeasing him.
That's right.
So this is a big topic. It's poking around at this subject that we've been poking around at all day here today about other people's opinions about what you should be doing and your belief that you should somehow be pleasing them. And we're here to tell you it's impossible to please them, even if it's just one of them. You can't unravel your life. You can't become less than you have. There's no moving back from what life has caused you to become. Once you've got it out there in vibrational escrow, the stream is calling you and you've got no choice other than to go, you see. And what we've noticed is when you feel a passion for something and when you're really in alignment, the universe cooperates with you so fully that you go and all of the abundance and everything you need to make your going work well goes with you. And people who are watching you don't stand back trying to rein you in. They're applauding your going. And if someone is criticizing you, it's not because what you're doing is wrong, it's because you're second-guessing yourself, you've got your vibration split all over the place. In other words, we want to submit to you that this crisis is not about somebody else wanting you to be different than you're being, it's about you not being in alignment with the strongest part of yourself, and you're just using that person as the excuse for the discord. All he is someone who represents the doubtful side of you. That's all he is. He just represents the doubtful side of you. And when you've tuned that doubtful side out, that part of him will go away. You see, we talked about this already today, about taking action before you've lined up the energy, and that never works out very good. It's usually a rough ride, and that's sort of what you're having here. And so you're sort of just digging in your heels and saying, no, I should be able to shop even though you don't want me to. Esther and Jerry tease about this. It's not for lack of money that Jerry hinders Esther in her shopping. It's for lack of space.
I have
because
the same problem.
They're running around in a 45-foot container. And so Esther's discovered this new way of having it shipped somewhere. And it's a path of least resistance. As long as Jerry doesn't have to lug it around and find a place to put it, he doesn't care what she buys, you see.
I make a bedroom into a closet. And I've done that in the last three houses I've lived in because I have that many clothes and shoes and I have it all organized. But I, you know, people want to see my closet. They hear about it, I guess. And sometimes when I take them into my closet, I feel like, not embarrassed, but I feel, I don't know, I guess I feel a little guilty too because I have more than they do. That's another one of my things I do with myself.
Well, but you see, we keep talking about the same thing again. If in order to feel good, I have to find an attitude and a belief and a behavior that you agree with, then since you're my husband, maybe I can restrain myself and modify my behavior enough to do that. But what if I have five friends and they all have different degrees of willingness to allow me? How do you find your place? In other words, the guidance systems in your vehicles are very straightforward. Where you are, and you program in where you want to go, and then the system tells you how to get there, and shows you and tells you. And your guidance system is the same way. But what if the navigational system in your vehicle gave you 10 maps of where 10 different people are and 10 maps of where 10 different people are going? It would be a chaotic experience, and yet that's what you're trying to do here. There is not one other person on the planet who understands your journey in closing your gap. And when you let their opinions affect you, then you resent them. Yeah. And do you know what's at the basis of nearly every disease we see running rampant on your planet? An emotion of resentment. Mm-hmm. You resent those that have more than you do. You resent those that you think are keeping you. When you have a vision and you don't go to it, you don't feel good, period. Mm-hmm. And you want to blame everyone in the world for it. There's that deep resentment. And what that feeling of resentment is, what it always is I'm not keeping up with who I've become. I'm not keeping up with who I've become. That's all that it is, you see? Don't ask your friends to come to your closet and even begin to understand it. They could not possibly understand your closet. They weren't there when you were born. They don't know who you are coming in. They haven't walked in your moccasins as you've been moving along. They don't know what you've put over there. They haven't gathered the details of life that you've gathered. And they've got a vibrational escrow too. It's different than yours though. Don't compare your vibrational escrows. Don't ask anyone on your team to share your vibrational escrow. Your vibrational escrow is private. And you must tend to your vibrational escrow. And what you have to say to everybody else is, I've got my escrow and I'm closing the gap on it, and you've got yours and you're closing the gap, and maybe we'll co-create in some of this gap closing, and maybe we won't, but every negative emotion I feel is because I'm not keeping up with me, period, 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 period. It's not because my mate doesn't understand me. It's not because he disagrees with what I buy. It's because I'm disagreeing with what I'm buying.
So big. It's huge. What you're saying is so
it's
huge.
Really big, and you can do this. You're doing extremely well. Enough?